FM, 1580 AM, WAMW Washington, and worldwide from WAMWAMFM.com. Coverage of this sports broadcast is sponsored in part by the A&R Home Center, Bill Dobson Ford, the Blake and Wagler Funeral Home, Chuckles, German American Investments, Helena Agra Enterprises, JJ's Concrete and Construction, Montgomery Medical, the Montgomery Ruritan Club, the Odin Pharmacy and Prescription Shop, RTC Communications, the Stop and See, Thompson Insurance, the Washington Chrysler Center, Washington Edward Jones Advisors, Landmark Surveying, Swartzentruber Brown Law Office in Washington and Odin, and WTHI-TV. Now, Bar Reeves Sports on the General.
Good evening, everybody, and it is semifinal Friday here from the Cougar Den and the Old National Bank Graber Post Classic. And tonight it is Bar Reeve and Clay City in the semifinal round. Clay City, a 49-32 winner over Pike Central yesterday. Bar Reeve, a 56-55 victor over South Knox last night. Good evening, everybody. I am Mike DeCourcy, joined by my friend, my pal, my amigo, and my compadre, Bar Reeve Principal Jeff Doyle. Good evening, Mr. Doyle.
Mr. DeCourcy, semifinal action. Bar Reeve was able to survive last night, build up a lead there in the fourth quarter, and held on. South Knox played a heck of a game, and Bar Reeve feels good about coming in here playing a Clay City team that's kind of been off to a up-and-down start, just comes in with two wins on the season, but I'm sure it's going to be kind of like last night where Clay City has a lot of guards and going to force, I'm sure, Bar Reeve to come out and guard him, so it'll be a tell. It'll be interesting to see how Bar Reeve decides to come out and guard him. You know, do you play man? Do you try to go to, you know, that 1-3-1, or you play a little zone? And which we've seen this year, we've kind of mixed and matched a little bit all year.
You know, talking to the coaches before the game, Coach Thompson, you know, we started flat last night, trailed by five at halftime. Statistically, the third quarter, talking to, you know, some of the coaches, was our most efficient quarter of the season as far as the Vikings' offensive output. And then the close of the game, and talking to you earlier today, it just shows you how quickly a lead can dissipate with a couple of missed free throws and a couple of turnovers.
Yeah, it really can. And, you know, you got to give, you go back and you got to give credit to South Knox. They hit some tough shots, but that's when, you know, I think probably one of the keys, we're up 9 points. You know, Keegan O'Neill just had a great second half. We get the ball into Keegan. He has about a four-footer, and he decides to pass, and which you love, your big guy passing the ball, but probably one of those he should have shot. He passes to a wide open, and South Knox just made a good defensive play, comes down, hits a three-pointer. Instead of being up 11, now it's a six-point game, and it was kind of game on then. And the other thing is, we South Knox had only had five or six fouls committed, so when we were in the bonus, we had to shoot in the bonus at 7, 8, 9. And, you know, we missed some free throws, but South Knox was hitting some tough shots. And I think it's a good experience. It's a good learning experience. As long as you go back, watch that film, and kind of see, hey, what did we do right? Because we made a lot of game-winning plays, and we also made some plays that can lose you a game. It didn't last night, but you correct those things. But that's what the regular season's for. You want those kind of games. And South Knox did what we think some other teams will try to do, is spread us out, make our big guys defend. I thought Austin Ainscoat did a nice job getting out, and I thought it was one of his better defensive performances of the year.
Yeah, certainly a good job by Austin last night. Well, Bar Reeve and Clay City are out on the floor. Family at home tonight, Coach Doyle, listening in?
Yeah, family's at home. You know, Claire had a big day today. We were in the gym today. She was working out with Seth Swartzentruber and Matt Swartzentruber. She's getting some shooting tips. So had a big day this afternoon. So we caught a little bit of your practice. So she's home with Mom and, you know, listen to the Vikings.
All right. Well, my family is at home as well, so hello to all the DeCourcy's. A little sickness spreading around the family at least, but hopefully they will be back in tow tomorrow night. We're going to take a two-minute timeout, and when we come back, more of the pregame show. Bar Reeve and Clay City getting ready. Back to the Cougar Den after this two-minute timeout.
Before ordering your prescription by mail, ask yourself these questions. How will I know if I'm using my prescription properly? How long will I wait if my prescription is lost or stolen? The fact is, at the prescription shop in Washington, they know you. They keep a complete record of all your prescriptions, alerting the pharmacist to potential drug, allergic, and food interaction. When you mail order, you sacrifice this personal touch. The prescription shop is proud to be your hometown local pharmacy on State Street in Washington. Call 812-254-7666.
Now with fast fiber on ramps to the internet from RTC Communications, you can get online faster than ever. With RTC Communications, you get fast upload and download, streaming movies with virtually no buffering, and no data caps. The simple translation, quality, reliable internet service you can always count on. Call RTC Communications at 812-486-3211 and get your own fast IntelliSense speed internet on ramp today.
Your financial security deserves the professional attention of a full-time financial advisor. This is Sarah Browning with Edward Jones at 310 Southeast 21st Street in Washington. If you want investment information and service that's tailored specifically to your needs, put our years of experience to work for you. At Edward Jones, we offer stocks, corporate bonds, government bonds, and tax-advantaged investments. Give me a call at 254-3739. Let's help make your money work harder starting today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
JJ's Concrete, next to Graber Post on the Oden-Kettleburg Road, offers concrete, color concrete, fill dirt, all types of rock, concrete blocks, and mortar sand. JJ's is ready to help add beauty to your home or business. Concrete driveways and sidewalks add value to your home while making you the talk of the neighborhood. For residential or commercial concrete work, give JJ's Concrete a call at 636-0173. That's 636-0173. JJ's Concrete, building a strong foundation on the Oden-Kettleburg Road next to Graber Post.
Back at the Cougar Den alongside Bar Eve Principal Jeff Doyle. I am Mike DeCourcy, and Bar Eve and Clay City getting ready here tonight. Bar Eve, a winner over South Knox last night, 56-55. Clay City, a victor over Pike Central. And earlier today, Brownstown Central, they slipped by Lagodi 55-52, and in the game just completed, that was North Davies falling to Fort Wayne Blackhawk 79-65. In a game, Coach Doyle, it was an entertaining game. I don't think the outcome was ever in doubt, but both teams really ran it up and down the floor in the second half, and certainly worth the price of admission.
Yeah, definitely. Blackhawk Christian, you know, full court press the entire game. 1-3-1 trap, and North Davies is kind of doing the same thing. They play till the final horn, so there's a lot of possession. So a fun game to watch. A lot of athletes on Blackhawk Christian. Of course, the first kid getting offers from Purdue and IU, so he's a kid. And then the coach's son is going to the University of Indianapolis, and he's the one that I was really impressed with. North Davies did make one run, the kid at the 9 points with about 3 minutes to go, where you think, maybe could get interesting. And then he scores five straight and just kind of, and I think you alluded to, I think he had four or five slam dunks on the night. Just a really nice athlete that can also step out and stroke it as well.
And certainly Davidson had a nice night tonight for Fort Wayne Blackhawk. And a good effort by the Cougars, quite frankly. North Davies really showing the ability to score, but Fort Wayne obviously a well-oiled machine. Well, you know, talking to Coach Thompson, as we have already alluded to, the beginning of the game not very good last night. The middle of the game really good. The ending, missed free throws, a couple of just untimely turnovers, a couple of decisions by Bryson Graber. Not to put it all on Bryson's shoulders, that's unfair, but you know, Bryson throws a baseball pass long, and it just seemed like the wheels didn't fall off, but certainly it set a chain of events in motion where South Knox had a shot.
Well, and I think going back to right now, Bryson's doing probably 90% of the ball handling, and we're going to need Gabe in those late-game situations to come help with the ball handling responsibilities. We had guys coming and trying to set a pick-and-roll when – all they want to do is trap. So if you go and you're screening the baller, that's what the defense wants, because that creates a trap. So that was one of Bryson's turnovers. He had a teammate came and screened him. That's the one thing you don't want to do. You don't want to set a screen on the ball. We stood a lot in those situations. So we're going to have guys that step up and, hey, I want the ball, and I'm going to move to get open. So, again, it's a learning experience. And, you know, and Bryson isn't going to be a guy that has the ball a lot, so you're going to have to see some better decision-making from him. Although he made some really nice passes last night, but, you know, for us to do what we want, you know, you got to be making those right decisions. You know, you're going to have a couple turnovers, but, you know, the decision-making, but it's just not on him. It's everybody coming wanting the ball because, boy, they had two, three guys on him, and that's really hard to bring the ball up, and he did a really nice job considering that.
All right, we're going to take another two-minute timeout, and when we come back, we'll have starting lineups, opening tip, and more. Barrieve and Clay City getting ready. Back to the Cougar Den after this two-minute timeout.
Brighten up your day with chuckles. Get more of what you're looking for.
Don't let the winter road salt and sand get the best of your car's paint job. Swing into Chuckles Convenience Stores and shine up your ride with Sparkles Car Wash. It's touchless, and it gets the job done. Fill up with gas and receive a discount for a car wash today at your neighborhood Chuckles Convenience Store.
You're gonna like our style.
Like our style.
Chuckles Convenience Store.
Ready for the biggest deal ever at the Washington Chrysler Center? I hope you're seated. Here we go. It's a 2019 Ram 1500 Bighorn Classic. Blue in color, heated seats, steering wheel, remote start, 20-inch wheels, with rebates at $13,000. This truck is yours for just over $36,000. Regular price, $49,150. But you must act fast. There's only one. When it's gone, it's gone. The Big Finish event continues for a limited time. See the selection of new 2019s, the Motor Trend Truck of the Year, at the Washington Chrysler Center, downtown Washington.
A&R Home Center in Washington is your local home improvement headquarters. Hi, this is Shelley Wagler, owner of A&R. We carry everything you'll need for your home improvement projects year-round. We offer a pleasant store experience, and our team has a desire to make your experience at A&R the best one possible. Our people, our service, our hometown values. That's what sets us apart. Stop by A&R Home Center, your home improvement headquarters, for everything home and a little more.
Why is News 10 the Wabash Valley's most trusted news source every day? We have more reporters in more places, bringing you more of the day's important local news from where you live as it's happening, while also providing you with more in-depth coverage of the day's top story. And when news breaks, we'll provide you with the most dependable coverage live. Just a few reasons why News 10 is leading the way in the Wabash Valley every day. News 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
Back at the Cougar Den, North Davies and Clay, at North Davies, Clay City and Barrieve warming up. Tonight's Prescription for Success brought to you by the Prescription Shop on State Street in Washington. Coach Doyle, if the Vikings are going to get win number 9 on the season, what do we need to do here tonight?
I think we need to take advantage of our height advantage. I thought we did a nice job last night of really pounding the ball in, whether it's Keegan O'Neill or Austin or Quentin, and then also last night, South Knox chose to guard us one-on-one in the post. I don't think Clay City will do that. So when we go inside, if it's Keegan, you got to go quick. If you don't go quick, you got to be looking to kick it back out. So I'm really interested to see what our post play is again tonight. I thought we really took a step forward last night in the second half with our post play, and I think we have a chance to dominate tonight with our post play. So I'll be interested to see if we do that. If we do that, I think it's going to be a good night for the Vikings.
All right, so post play, once again, using that size advantage. Still haven't seen the stats from last night, but I think if you looked at it, the one stat that was going to set everything else apart was, I don't think it's much of a stretch to say that the Vikings dominated the glass again last night.
Yeah, absolutely, and that's something that Coach Thompson really emphasizes is, hey, we're going to hit the boards, and you have guys, you know, Austin Ainsco gets 13 points last night, and I'd venture 4 to 6 of those points are on putbacks. And, you know, kids like to score. If you like to score, go after the ball. You know, the easiest way is to be able to shoot a putback. And, you know, because if you're not hitting that shot, you're usually getting fouled and getting to the line.
All right. So that's the deal here tonight. And we're getting ready for starting lineups. And, of course, in a tournament format, you don't have the national anthem and everything else to go along with it. But the starters tonight, going to be the same that they've been all year long for the Vikings. It's going to be a three-guard set. Bryson Graber starting at the point guard position. He's joined in the backcourt by Gabe Gladish and Isaac Wagler. Forwards, Austin Ainsko, we've already talked about him, 6'5 and a senior. Keegan O'Neill, Keegan, 6'8 and a junior. We've got royalty in the house tonight, Coach Doyle.
Who do we got?
Last name Mesh, first name Ernie.
I saw Ernie come in with Mr. Chad Ballinger earlier, and for those of you that don't remember, he was the coach at Shackamack High School, won a regional. Actually, I was on the bench for North Davies at that time, beat us in the regional championship. But Coach Mesh was a very good player also back in the day. We played a little AAU basketball together.
And true or false, he once thought you were dead.
That would be true. He thought maybe I had a little incident in Florida, maybe with you. Maybe you tagged along on that trip.
A long story involving a jet ski, but, yeah, Coach Mesh, one of the good guys, and certainly good to see him in the building tonight. Well, starting lineups being introduced. Bari, they are going to be the visitors tonight. And as the visitors, they're going to be in what I consider to be the best uniforms in all of high school sports. Black jerseys, black shorts, black shoes, black socks. Clay City tonight, they will be in their home white uniforms, trimmed in purple and perhaps a little bit of black. And not only that, but Ernie Mesh wants to know if that is the ghost of Jeff Doyle on the radio.
And I'm trying to, I can't pick out where they're sitting at, but yes, it's me. It's me. I'm here. It's a Christmas miracle.
Starters tonight for Clay City, they're going to go like this. Starting at a guard position, Bryce Patterson. Patterson, a 6-foot junior. He is joined tonight in the backcourt by Ethan Rogers. Rogers is 5'7 and a junior. Third guard tonight, Jacob LeFerry. LeFerry, 6 feet and a junior. Forwards tonight for Clay City, that is Zeke Newton. Newton is 6'2 and a junior. And in the middle is Clayton Stone. Stone, 6'3 and a sophomore. And the Eels, coached by Chris Ames. As you know, Coach Vance Edmondson, longtime coach of Clay City, he's moved up the road to North Central. He is now a Thunderbird, Jeff Doyle.
Yeah, I didn't realize that until the season got started. Vance is over there, had a successful career at Clay City, played Bar Eve in the 2015 semi-state, actually back-to-back in 14 and 15. 15 was a putback away from eliminating Bar Eve. Of course, shot didn't go, and the Vikings, the rest is history, were able to win their first state title the following week against
Marquette Catholic.
Marquette Catholic.
Tip is up. It's controlled by the Vikings. Tip brought to you tonight by Boyd Grain in Washington. Bryson Graber with it. Out to Gabe Gladish. High on the right side. Over to Bryson on the right side. Ainsko. Isaac Wagler. Isaac trying to get Austin. There's Isaac on a cut. Leia bounces off. No good. Austin going to tip it to himself. Lay it up. No good. But now Isaac Wagler going to run it down. Bari with two good looks at it, just couldn't get it to go. Bryson Graber going to spin it. Nice pass down to Ainsko. Ainsko lays it up and in.
Yeah, great pass there by Bryson. Drove in. Saw Austin all alone. Nice dish there for his first assist.
Bari looks like they're right in some pressure defense right away. Ball on the floor. On the floor. Keegan O'Neill going to take it away. Thought we were going to get a tie-up. Keegan picked it up right in front of the baseline. Isaac now. He's going to hit a cutting Ainsko. Austin going to be fouled and go to the line to shoot two. That was a flying forearm, Coach Ash. Or Coach Doyle. Yeah. Tito Santana used to do that.
Yeah. Good cut there by Austin. Made a nice cut down the middle of the lane, and Isaac was able to get him with a pass. So two free throws for Austin.
Ainsko kind of catching his bearings right there. So 2-0 Vikings here, a minute gone. And Ainsco got the first. 3-0 Bar Eve. Austin will have one more. And a second one going to be short, rebounded by Clay City. Here come the Eels. And going to throw it away again. Going to be a scrum for it. Last touch by Keegan O'Neill. Almost a turnover. Good job by Gabe of really shutting off that sideline over there.
Yeah, he did. Nice job moving his feet. I thought he might pick up a foul there, but he did a good job moving his feet, cutting them off, and almost forced the turnover.
So Clay City with the basketball. And a shot put up by Newton is no good. Rebounded by Gabe. Here comes Bryson on the right side. Bryson down to Ainsco. And Ainsco going to be fouled. And that was not the worst foul in the world, because if Austin was able to rip through that, he was going to have another layup.
Yeah, nice job again by Bryson getting down the middle of the lane and hits Austin. Barreve looking over to the sideline for the out-of-bounds call.
Keegan O'Neill going to get it, going to set for three. Got it. 6-0, Barreve with a good start.
Yeah, nice shot there by Keegan. Got his feet set and just nothing but net there. Those are the kind of three-pointers you want Keegan to take. He gets his feet set, wasn't rushed.
And they're going to get a charge the other way. Gabe Gladish stood in and took one. And that pressure really has forced Clay City to play at a quick pace. And Gabe was able to stand in and take one. That's three fouls already. They're going to get that one on Nathan Owens. That's his second. So 2 minutes gone, 6-0 Bar Eve.
Yeah, and this is the kind of start you wanted from Bar Eve. Get out, get some pressure, not allow Clay City to get in their offense.
On the set, Bryson Graber on the right side. Going to skip it over. Gabe Gladish going to set for three. Bingo, 9-0. Good set against the zone right there. Clay City wants a timeout. And we'll go ahead and take one, too. 5:56 left, first quarter. 9-0 Barre. Back to the Cougar Den in 30 seconds.
Congratulations to the Montgomery Helena team, recently chosen out of 41 locations in the North Central Division to receive the Branch of the Year Award. The Helena team would like to say thanks to their hard-working, loyal employees for always putting customer service first. And most of all, a big thank you to all the loyal farmers in our communities over the past year for trusting Helena products on your farm. From all of us at Helena, thanks for such an honor, and we wish each and every one of our friends and family a very blessed and Merry Christmas.
Back at the Cougar Den. 9-0. Vikings in control here early. 2 minutes gone.
Yeah, nice job. Barreve come back in this full court pressure. Clay City does break it this time.
Barreve into that 1-3-1. Rogers with the basketball. And Clay City just... Now it looks like Barreve after a... It's going to be man-to-man. Never mind. They were just trapping the first pass. Had me all confused, Coach.
Yeah, they did me too. Barreve stayed in it quite a while, but then eventually went back man-to-man. Clay City doing a little weave out front.
Ainsco about had a steal. They're going to line up a long three. No good. And it's going to be poked away. It looks like Gladish had the rebound. He had it taken away. Bryce Patterson with the basketball. Barry man-to-man on defense. 9-0 Vikings. And Patterson really...
He stepped out of bounds.
Yeah, I think he stepped on the sideline. Now he's going to throw it out of bounds. Now they're going to say last touch by Gladish on the deflection.
It'll be interesting to see. One thing Barry sometimes has had trouble in their man-to-man is keeping the dribbler in front of them. So let's see if we can work on that and do a little bit better job on the dribble penetration.
Long two put up, no good. Rebounded by Bryson. Here comes Bryson on the run. Bryson going to skip it over. Gladish down to Isaac. Isaac, layup, got it.
Nice job there by Gabe Gladish. He could have shot that three. Instead, threw it cross court to Isaac, and Isaac was able to get down the lane for a nice, easy shot there. Banked it in.
And Bar even some pressure. 11-0 Vikings. almost another steal by Ainsco. Now they're going to get a bump on Gladish. He's going to foul Ethan Rogers.
Gabe's first and just the team's first on the night.
So on the inbounds, Clay City going to throw it way back to almost half court. Ball on the floor. Gladish going to rip one away. And here comes Barry with it. Gabe over to Isaac on the left side. Out to Ainsco. Austin going to lose it for a second. Pick it back up to Bryson. And Isaac Wagler, good lob pass. They doubled down on Keegan. Left Isaac on that opposite side. Alley-oop layup, 13-0 Vikings.
Yeah, great start here for Bar Reeve. Just what you ordered.
Vikings like their 1-3-1 out of makes and maybe man-to-man out of misses. Corner three up for Clay City is good. That's Corbin Crosby.
5'9 senior gets Clay City on the board.
Bryson with it on the left side. Little hesitation move. Ainsco is going to be fouled.
Yeah, Bryson got bailed out there. That's that one-handed pass that you can't, you know, at the last second he saw there was two Clay City defenders, but he couldn't take it back. But we got lucky that they called a foul instead.
So on the inbounds, Keegan O'Neill. Going to key it in. 13-3 Vikings. Ainsco go with it. Right back to Keegan. Jump hook, got it. Nice inbound set. 15-3 Vikings.
Yeah, good execution there. 5 quick points for Keegan O'Neill.
And against that full court pressure, ball on the floor. Gladish going to pick it up. Out to Ainsco. Bryson's got it. Down to Keegan. Keegan across to Gladish. Gabe going to pick it up. Long three, no good. Ball on the floor, and here comes Clay City with it. And kick's going to not be called. Now they're going to knock in a three. 15-6.
That was Jacob LaFerry, a 6-foot junior.
And Bryson going to miss a three on the other end. Here comes Clay City again. And they're going to get a block on Keegan O'Neill. And that's going to put Clay City at the line.
And let's see, it's number 20, Crosby, the senior, going to the line for 2 shots.
It's first on Keegan, second on the team. Free throw in and good, 15-7. He'll have one more. Vikes lead it by 8. That free throw bounces out. Isaac with a rebound. Gets it off to Bryson. Over to Isaac on the right side. Quentin Yoder into the game for the first time. Quentin going to go around everybody, lay it up. No good. Kind of short-armed it right there. Clay City out ahead. They're going to kick it in the corner. Another three. No good. Going to have a tie-up. Possession arrow going to give it back to Clay City.
Yeah, Clay City getting out in transition right now. Barry's going to need to do a little bit better job in transition defense and lining up, matching up with their shooters.
And here comes Barry with the basketball. Quentin Yoder. And he's going to throw it out of bounds. And the Vikings have not passed it well from the post to the perimeter so far tonight.
Yeah, and it's almost like they're going inside of the post too quick. They're not getting any movement. They're going one pass directly in. Of course, Clay City's allowing that. They're making the entry pass really easy, but it's almost making the offense a little stagnant.
So 15-7, 2 minutes and 11 seconds left in the quarter. And what happened a second ago on that jump ball, there was an incorrect arrow, and they didn't change it. Barib got the tip, and then they got the first possession. and I had a situation like this happen in a game, I think the next arrow still goes to Bar Eve.
I would say it probably does. That's not good luck for Clay City, but we'll take it.
Yeah, let's see what they do with it. Matter of fact, it was an eighth grade game with Keegan O'Neill against Bloomfield, and the Vikings were the beneficiary that night. So we'll see what shakes out with that. It was a rule that, as you can imagine, the fans who didn't have it go their way were not pleased with. Bari back 1-3-1. Clay City, another three from the corner. It's no good, but they're going to run down the long rebound. Fire another three, and they got it.
And that's going to be Crosby again. And that's two threes for him. That's 7 points for him. It's 15-10.
And Ainsco going to get behind the defense. Good pass by Isaac. Lays it up and in. 17-10.
Nice give and go there. Bryson gets his hand on the ball.
Going to tap it out of bounds. Clay City going to get it back. It's another good start by Ainsco here tonight.
Yeah, Austin with 5 points. And Austin, last three or four games, is really getting his legs under him and really starting to come into life for this Bar Reeve team.
And almost a tie-up. Now Ainsco going to pick it away, get it off to Gladish. Here comes Bar Reeve with it. Gabe with the basketball. Down to Quentin Yoder. Quentin, layup, got it. Here comes Clay City with it. And short jumper going to be put up, and it's going to roll in. That's by Aaron Buell, 6'2 senior. And here comes Bar Eve quickly the other way, 19-12 Vikings.
Let's see if we can find Gabe Gladish to get him another look. And they're going to call a push-off on Gabe. That's number two on Gabe.
Jensen Whitmer going to check in for Gladish. So 41.9 seconds left, first quarter.
Bari's going to go back man-to-man here.
Let's see if Clay City tries to get the last shot of the quarter. We're down to 20 seconds. Hunter Adams with it. Over to LeFerry. We're under 10 now. Here goes Clay City. Isaac Wagler going to cheat the passing lane. And he's going to have time. Lay it up. And in. And with 0.1 seconds left, Isaac going to be fouled and go to the line looking to complete the three-point play.
What a play there by Isaac Wagler. As there's 0.1 second to go in the quarter. He beat the clock. What a read on that pass. Picks it off, goes the length of the floor, makes a tough layup, has a chance for a three-point play, kind of gets some momentum going back Bar Eve's way.
Got out into that passing lane, took off, laid it up and in. Isaac, free throw is going to be no good, and that's going to do it. After one quarter on the JJ's Concrete scoreboard, 21-12 Vikings back to the Cougar Den after this 1 minute timeout.
The Landmark Surveying Company in Washington is proud to offer professional service in the field with land surveyors and consultants performing boundary surveys, land title surveys, surveyor location reports, subdivision design, site planning, general land consulting, and more. Give Dennis or Darren a call to set up an appointment for your surveying estimate at 257-0950. The Landmark Surveying Company, 15 Northeast 3rd Street in Washington. Call 257-0950.
The Montgomery Ruiton Club is proud to be a part of Montgomery and Davies County. The Ruiton Club and all its members are proud supporters of the Bar Eve Vikings. Important dates to remember are always available on the new and improved website. Just visit www.montgomeryruitonclub.com for events at the park, campground information, and dates for the upcoming Turkey Trot Festival. The Montgomery Ruiton Club is proud to back the Bar Eve Vikings. Sail on, Mighty Vikings, from the members and board of directors of the Montgomery Ruiton Club.
Back at the Cougar Den. 21-12. Vikings on top.
Yeah, a good first quarter for Bar Eve. Get out to a 13-0 lead. Clay City comes back middle of that quarter, kind of closes that lead, I think down to 6 points, and then Isaac Wagler with a big play to end the quarter. So Bar Eve up 21-12 here after one quarter. You got Gabe Gladys with two fouls and Keegan O'Neill with one foul. Let's see if we can keep Keegan out getting a second foul this second quarter.
So Clay City with the basketball to start the quarter. And ball's going to be tapped away for just a second. And it's a... And they're going to get a reaching foul on Keegan O'Neill. He's going to foul Nathan Owens. That's going to be Keegan's second.
Yeah, that's... And it looks like Coach Thompson's going to leave him in there. And Keegan's got to learn to play with two fouls. There's going to be times this year where I'm sure we'll need him in the second quarter where he has two fouls. So let's see how smart Keegan can be.
And a spinning shot put up by Clay City. No good, but they're going to grab the offensive rebound. It kind of hung on the rim. Put back, no good. Here comes Bryson with it. Keegan going to step for another three. Got it. 24-12, and that's the thing that the 6'8 junior can do is he can really shoot the basketball.
Yeah, 8 points for Keegan, 2-2 from three-point range tonight. Has looked good. He's got his legs underneath him. Nice job for Keegan. And there's a blocked shot for Bryson Graber. Austin Ainsco looked like he's going to check in for Keegan. Give him a little bit of a break here, see if he brings him back.
So 24-12. Vikes by a dozen. Clay City with it. Rogers may have traveled and got away with it.
See how Bar Eve can do with containment defense.
Long three going to be put up. That's going to be an air ball from Nathan Owens. And Bar Eve going to get it back.
Yeah, good contest there by Austin Ainsco. Bar Eve, much better job there of keeping the guys in front of them on that possession.
Let's get our first look at Hagen Knepp here in the tournament. Hagen been a little bit banged up. Had a knee issue, not the type that you really fear, the ACL, MCL, but he really banged it at practice.
Yeah, and we were watching Hagen in warm-ups, and he looked a little bit better tonight, not as ginger with it, so let's see what kind of minutes the freshman can give us tonight.
Bryson Graber with it. It's like Clay City in a 3-2 zone this time. Jensen Whitmer, Bryson, top of the key. Jensen going to set for three. In and out, no good. Quentin Yoder got it, laid it in, 26-12.
4 points for Quentin Yoder for the 6'5 senior.
Clay City going to launch another three. No good. Rebounded by Ainsco. Bryson going to come get it. Here comes Bar Eve. Hagen. And his pass going to be tapped. No, they're going to foul Quentin Yoder.
Yeah, Bar Eve really trying to pound the ball inside there. As they get a reach on Clay City, so Bar Eve will have the ball out underneath their own bucket.
On the inbounds, Yoder. Bryson. 26-12. Bryson going to go down the lane. His shot, no good. They're going to say last touch by Ainsco. Bar Eve going to get it back. Or Clay City going to get it back.
Let's see, Bar Eve will stay man-to-man here. 5:30 to go here in the second quarter.
Clay City, another triple, another air ball. This one by Jacob Leferry. Keyshawn Whitmer in for the first time. Bryson going to get his first break.
Barbie with a 14-point lead really extend their bench. I think, you know, you play in this tournament, playing three nights in a row. I think Coach Thompson trying to keep the troops fresh tonight.
Not only that, it was a game where Barbie played five people in the second half last night. And those were hard minutes. Hagen Epp with it. Keyshawn over to Jensen. Back to Keyshawn. Hagen has it, top of the key. And his pass going to sail out of bounds. Turnover, Barreve.
Yeah, Hagen had the right idea, trying to, he had Quinton open, but it was just really threading the needle there. Just one of those that you probably just don't need to throw. But again, that's a freshman out there. He needs to get some minutes. He's going to get better with time.
And another three, this one by Rogers, is short, but long rebound to Clay City. Crosby, little runner in the lane, no good. Hagen going to grab it. Get it off to Keyshawn. Here comes Barreve. Hagen's got it. Top of the key. Down to Ainsco. No good. Quentin Yoder's put back. No good. And Clay City going to grab it.
Yeah, two great looks there for Barreve. Couldn't get either one to go down. As we're inside 4 minutes here in the second quarter.
Rogers with it, guarded by Keyshawn Whitmer. Behind the back dribble. And wild shot up and no good, but LeFerry going to go to the line to shoot two.
And I believe that's just Austin's first foul. Yeah, it is. Barreve has five fouls. Two shots for LeFerry. As he has 2 points on the night.
Free throw in and good, 26-13. Isaac checks in for Ainsco. Second one is also good, 26-14. Sean Whitmer with it, top of the key.
Good cut there by Hagen in the middle. He kicks it out to Jensen. Jensen with a three.
No good. Here comes Clay City with the basketball. And somebody misses a defensive assignment. Three, no good. Clay City, another offensive rebound. Ball on the floor, however. Quentin going to pick it up. Keyshawn Whitmer going to bounce it over to Isaac. Whitmer with it, top of the key, going to set for another three. No good. Jensen's had three good looks.
Yeah, he has. Just wide open shot, just could not make it.
Wild shot up, no good. The other way, here comes Barreve. They want to run. Hagen going to dust off everybody, missed the layup. Here comes Clay City. This has not been a clean effort by many of the reserves here in the second quarter. They have left points on the board. ...26-14... under 2 minutes.
Looks like they're going to clear out and go one-on-one against Quentin Yoder.
And shot is in and good by Bryce Patterson. Are you going to take a 30-second timeout? And after the 13-0 start, it's not been very clean, Coach Doyle.
No, it hasn't. And, you know, you get some foul trouble, and you get some different lineups in there. And, you know, it's in credit to Clay City. They've kind of spread us out, got us out of the 1-3-1 trap, and now they're just kind of driving at us. And We've had a lot of good looks on offense, a lot of easy shots, just haven't been able to find the mark. Given a good effort, get a 10-point lead. Coach Thompson's trying to regroup the team now with a minute 46 to go. Let's see what we do out of this timeout.
So it will be Bar Eve basketball.
It looks like Clay City's going to stick with their man-to-man defense.
Keyshawn with it. Jensen Whitmer going to set for another three. Got this one.
Well, shoot or shoot. And that's what Jensen did there. Nice open look for Jensen. Good pass there. Get it back up to a 13-point lead.
Clay City, little dribble drive action again. Rogers has it. He's going to skip it back to Hunter Adams. Over to Patterson.
And they're going to get Jensen Whitmer on the bump, and that's going to be team foul six, so not in the bonus just yet.
Minute four left in the half, 29-16 Vikings. So Clay City on the inbounds. Rogers has it. He's guarded by Jensen Whitmer. Out to Patterson. Rogers going to set for another three. And Quentin Yoder just dropped his arm.
Yeah,
knocked it in.
Yeah, just not good defense there. And, you know, number two, I think that's his primary thing. He's a shooter, and we just gave him way too much room there. Bar Eve will try to go to one shot here as we're inside 30 seconds.
Jensen Whitmer. Keyshawn. Back to Jensen. We're at 15. Isaac's got it now. We're at 10. Hagen going to set for a three. It's no good. Going to be tapped away from Quentin, and a full court shot, no good. Halftime on the JJ's Concrete scoreboard, 29-19, Vikings by 10. Back to the Cougar Den after this 3-minute timeout.
Farming is more than what you do. It's who you are. You're up before the rooster crows, and your day doesn't end until the last chore is done. Hastings Mutual Insurance Company offers a comprehensive policy to protect your important asset, the family farm. This is Ron Knepp at Thompson Insurance. Whether you operate a small or large farm, raise crops or livestock, we can tailor your policy to fit your needs. Give me a call today at 812-254-1987. Thompson Insurance, treating you the way we would want to be treated.
The Schwartz & Trooper Brown Law Office in Washington and Odin is proud to serve residents of Davies County and the surrounding communities. Grant Schwartz & Trooper and Abby Brown focus on real estate transactions, estate planning and administration, county government, business contracts, and personal injury. With two locations now at 412 East Flora Street in Washington and the corner of Main and Spring Street in Odin. Call 812-254-7268 for professional legal advice today. Schwartz & Trooper Brown, attorneys at law, on the case, working hard for you.
Stop by Stop and See in Montgomery for their famous hand-breaded fish sandwiches. Stop and See has a full menu of sandwiches, salads, and all the sides, and much more. We have something for everyone. Take a break today and let Stop and See do the cooking for your family. Stop and See is located on Highway 50 in Montgomery. Call 812-486-3882, and we will have your order ready for pickup. Stop and See is a proud sponsor of Bar Eve Sports.
Blake Wagler Funeral Home is dedicated to making your public, private, religious, secular, or fraternal ceremony as memorable as possible. Ceremonies are a special time for family and friends to pay tribute and say goodbye. Let Blake Wagler Funeral Home guide you as to which options are correct and the most affordable. Call the Blake Wagler Funeral Home at 812-486-2699 to discuss your pre-planned funeral arrangement. Remember that your prepaid funeral contract can be transferred to any funeral home. Blake Wagler Funeral Home in Montgomery. Every life as a store. A proud supporter of Bar Reeves Sports.
Before ordering your prescription by mail, ask yourself these questions. How will I know if I'm using my prescription properly? How long will I wait if my prescription is lost or stolen?
The fact is, at the prescription shop in Washington, they know you. They keep a complete record of all your prescriptions, alerting the pharmacist to potential drug, allergic, and food interaction. When you mail order, you sacrifice this personal touch. The prescription shop is proud to be your hometown local pharmacy on State Street in Washington. Call 812-254-7666.
Now with fast fiber on ramps to the internet from RTC Communications, you can get online faster than ever. With RTC Communications, you get fast upload and download, streaming movies with virtually no buffering, and no data caps. The simple translation, quality, reliable internet service you can always count on. Call RTC Communications at 812-486-3211 and get your own fast IntelliSense speed internet on ramp today.
Halftime on the JJ's Concrete scoreboard, 29-19. Vikings over Clay City. It was a hot start for the Vikings, but a little bit of foul trouble, and the offense kind of ground to a halt, Coach Doyle.
Yeah, it really did. You got the start you looked for, 13-0. Clay City started hitting a couple shots, and then, the thing I noticed was our transition defense just, we started losing guys in transition, didn't do a good job matching up, and then, a few shots, I know we're trying to take advantage, and that was even the key to tonight's game was taking advantage, but I think sometimes we're going maybe too quick into the post instead of maybe getting a quick ball reversal where it's going to be just wide open. But needless to say, you're still up 10 points. You didn't get any of your anybody with three fouls at halftime, so you're looking good coming out to the third quarter with a 10-point lead. It will be your ball, so we need kind of the same kind of third quarter that we had last evening.
All right, halftime statistics.
Okay, for the Barrie Vikings, they're led in scoring by the 6'8 junior, Keegan O'Neill. Keegan with 8 points, 2 three-pointers and a two-pointer. He was limited playing time due to having two fouls. 8 points for Keegan. Isaac Wagler with a good first half. He had 6 points on 3 two-point field goals for the senior guard. Austin Ainsco with 5 points. The senior continue to be a factor down low. He had 2 two-pointers, 1 and 2 of the line, 5 points. Quentin Yoder came off the bench for 4 points, 2 two-point field goals. Jensen Whitmer hit a three-pointer late for his three, and then Gabe Gladish was able to get a three-pointer to go there in the first quarter. Gabe didn't get off too many shots, maybe three shots, but Gabe, again, limited playing time due to having two fouls. 3 points for Gabe. For the Clay City Eels, they're led in scoring by Corbin Crosby, the 5'9 senior, with 7 points. He had 2 three-pointers, 1 and 2 of the line. Jacob LaFerry had a nice first half. Jacob with 4 points, a bucket, and 2 and 2 of the line. Aaron Buell, the 6'2 senior, with 4 points, 2 two-point field goals for 4 points. And then Bryce Patterson with a field goal for 2 points, and then Ethan Rogers with a field goal for 2 points. Quarter scoring saw Barrie jump out to 21-12 after one quarter, and then the second quarter saw Barrie outscore Clay City 8-7 for a 29-19 halftime advantage.
All right, well, what do you want to see from the Vikings here to start the second half?
I think it comes back to your defense. Just finding your guys in transition. I think we had some different lineups out there, but no matter who's out there, you got to know who you're guarding. Defensive transition, you got to talk. Take care of that, and then also contain the dribble drive. We did, at times we were really good, and sometimes we weren't moving our feet, and that's why we picked up a couple fouls there. And then offensively, take your time. It's a 10-point game. Yeah, it's maybe a game you think maybe you should be up 14, 16 points. But there's no such thing as a 10-point play. You got to take your time, make the extra pass, kind of like what we did at the beginning of the game. If we do that, we'll be fine. So just kind of shake off, kind of forget that second quarter.
All right. We're going to take another 3-minute timeout, and when we come back, second half action, 29-19 Vikings here at halftime. Back to the Cougar Den after this 3-minute timeout.
It's time to ring out the old and ring in the new at Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington. If you've been thinking about buying a new car, now is the time to get into the new with America's favorite brand. New 2019 Fords are arriving daily, and that means the 2018s have got to go. Come take a test drive and see what today's new Fords have to offer at Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington or online at BillDobson.com. You'll see why our customers say a Dobson deal is a better deal.
JJ's Concrete, next to Graber Post on the Oden-Kettleburg Road, offers concrete, color concrete, fill dirt, all types of rock, concrete blocks, and mortar sand. JJ's is ready to help add beauty to your home or business. Concrete driveways and sidewalks add value to your home while making you the talk of the neighborhood. For residential or commercial concrete work, give JJ's Concrete a call at 636-0173. That's 636-0173. JJ's Concrete, building a strong foundation on the Oden-Kettleburg Road next to Graber
Hello,
Post.
Hello, I'm Doug Bubalo, your local Washington Edward Jones financial advisor. Financial investments are very important, but so are the investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from their coaches, teachers, and mentors. That's why Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of Bar Reeve Vikings on WAMW. Call 812-257-1987 or stop by my office at 2000 East National Highway in Washington for all your investment needs. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Do you have a loan on a car, boat, or RV? Do you have a mortgage or children to send to college? All of these are financial obligations that will continue the need to be paid whether you are here or not. Hi, I am Lacey King at Thompson Insurance in Washington. Many people will admit if they were to die unexpectedly, they would not have enough life insurance to protect their family from financial disaster. Don't be one of them. Call me today at 812-254-1987 to protect your family.
Brighten up your day with chuckles. Get more of what you're looking for.
Don't let the winter road salt and sand get the best of your car's paint job. Swing into Chuckles Convenience Stores and shine up your ride with Sparkles Car Wash. It's touchless and it gets the job done. Fill up with gas and receive a discount for a car wash today at your neighborhood Chuckles Convenience Store.
You're gonna like our style.
Like our style.
Chuckles Convenience Stores.
A&R Home Center in Washington is your local home improvement headquarters. Hi, this is Shelley Wagler, owner of A&R. We carry everything you'll need for your home improvement projects year-round. We offer a pleasant store experience, and our team has a desire to make your experience at A&R the best one possible. Our people, our service, our hometown values. That's what sets us apart. Stop by A&R Home Center, your home improvement headquarters, for everything home and a little more.
Back at North Davies, 29-19, Vikings lead by 10. Will be Bar Reeve basketball to begin quarter number three, Coach Doyle.
Yeah, it'll be Bar Reeve ball. They're coming back with their starters. Let's see if we can have the same kind of start we did to start the game. That wouldn't be asking too much to get a 13-0 run here to start the third quarter.
Nope, absolutely not.
It looks like Clay City is going to match up man-to-man again. And they're going to go with their starting lineup as well.
So it will be Bari basketball. Bryson Graber with it.
And they're waiting on the clock keeper to get the 8 minutes up there. And he's got it. And we're ready for some action now.
So Bryson bounces it over to Isaac Wagler. Gabe's got it. Out to Keegan, top of the key. Lob play down to Keegan. Keegan with it on the left block. Going to turn. Got it.
Nice job there by Keegan. Really taking his time. The double team never did came. It finally came late, but he's able to go over his left shoulder for an easy bucket there. And actually, it wasn't that easy. He made it look easy.
And it's going to take Gabe Gladish 29 seconds to pick up foul number three on the reach.
Let's see if, you know, this is where Gabe's got to use his head. Cannot pick up number four here.
And they're going to force a five-second call. Good on-the-ball defense right there.
Good start here in the second half for Bar Reeve, just what you wanted. Looks like Barry's going to run another set to get it right back down to the Keegan O'Neill. No double coming. Nice spin, and Keegan laid in again. And it looks like they're trying the same defensive philosophy that South Knox had last night. And, hey, I'm all for that.
So 33-19. Clay City, and they're going to travel with it, or Ainsco was going to take a charge, one of the two. That was Nathan Owens on the walk.
And let's see, Barry might run another set here.
Bryson.
And he's going to get called for travel. And he did. Bryson got pushed just a little bit, and that got him off balance a little bit, and he did drag his foot. So go back over to Clay City. And Barry back in this 1-3-1. Let's see if they can generate another turnover. And they poke it away.
Here comes Isaac down to Bryson. Bryson off the glass, going to leave it short. And just a missed opportunity there, Coach.
Well, the fast break, there was never any separation. They were just too jumbled together. The spacing was not there, and just didn't get a good look for a fast break.
Rogers with a follow-away three is going to be an air ball. Keegan O'Neill going to run it down. Here comes Gladish. Gladish high off the glass, got it.
Good body control there by Gabe Gladish. Gets his fifth point.
And Clay City going to take a timeout. So Vikings with the first 6 points of the second half. It's going to be a full timeout. We'll take one, too. 6:08 left on the JJ's Concrete scoreboard. 35-19. Vikings on top. Back to the Cougar Den in 1 minute.
The Montgomery Ruiton Club is proud to be a part of Montgomery and Davies County. The Ruiton Club and all its members are proud supporters of the Barrie Vikings. Important dates to remember are always available on the new and improved website. Just visit www.montgomeryruitonclub.com for events at the park, campground information, and dates for the upcoming Turkey Trot Festival. The Montgomery Ruiton Club is proud to back the Barrie Vikings. Sail on, Mighty Vikings, from the members and board of directors of the Montgomery Ruiton Club.
Are you ready for the biggest deal ever at the Washington Chrysler Center? I hope you're seated. Here we go. It's a 2019 Ram 1500 Bighorn Classic. Blue in color, heated seats, steering wheel, remote start, 20-inch wheels, with rebates at $13,000. This truck is yours for just over $36,000. Regular price, $49,150. But you must act fast. There's only one. When it's gone, it's gone. The Big Finish event continues for a limited time. See the selection of new 2019s, the Motor Trend Truck of the Year, at the Washington Chrysler Center, downtown Washington.
Back at the Cougar Den, 35-19 Vikings, Coach Doyle.
Yeah, nice start here for Barrie. A 6-0 run to start the half. Just 2 minutes into the third quarter, Barrie back to this 1-3-1 trap.
And they're going to miss a shot right away. Ainsco going to grab it, get it off to Bryson. Bryson, Isaac in the corner. Back to Keegan. Keegan. Going to skip it over. Gabe Gladish. Three is going to be wide. No good. Last touch by Isaac Wagler out of bounds.
Good pass there by Keegan as he goes cross court to Gabe Gladish. Gabe had a clean look at a three-pointer.
And Clay City with it. Good move through everybody right there is Bryce Patterson. It's a runner to go, 35-21.
First 2 points of the quarter. And that's 4 points for Patterson on the night.
Keegan O'Neill going to set for a three on the other end. That one's going to be long. Ainsco going to run the rebound down. Get it back to Bryson. Barrie going to reset.
See if we can get it back into Keegan there. Keegan hits a cutting Isaac Wagler. He gets set, misses the layup, but tips it back up. No good. Oh, nice hustle there by Isaac. Just couldn't get it to fall, but I think they're going to get the foul, and Clay City will be Barrie ball underneath their own bucket.
35-21. 4:52 left. Keegan.
And 34 is just shoving Keegan O'Neill. They finally do call it, so. And good composure there by Keegan. He's just kind of laughing it off. You know, 34 is doing anything he can. And that's good to see because sometimes, you know, Keegan tends to get frustrated. And that's what he's going to see is where he's just going to get beat and banged on. Nice out-of-bounds play as Isaac Wagler lays it in for his eighth point. But a nice job of composure there by Keegan. Just kind of laughing it off as he's getting just kind of beat on down low.
And Barive going to force a deflection out of bounds. Last touch by Bryson. So Clay City going to get it on the baseline. And Ainsco almost taps it away. Ball going to be on the floor. Here comes Ainsco. Layup, got it. And going to the line looking to complete the three-point play.
Yeah, and I think Austin, he was trying to get his steps down. He was going to try to throw it down, and Clay City rained back. But needless to say, Austin gets the layup to go. But great hustle there by Gabe Gladys. Just he got on the floor, had the presence of mind to throw it ahead to Austin. Austin lays it in. 9 points for Austin.
Austin's free throw in and good. 40-21. Austin looked up here at us and gave us a little head cock like, dang it. But three-point play is better than a dunk, I suppose.
Yes, absolutely.
Clay City with it. Barive. It's a little 3-2 zone, or is this 1-3-1 this time?
Yeah, it's still a 1-3-1 as they're really extending out. And they're going to get Keegan. But that's just number three for Keegan. That's fine. Just kind of bad luck there. Nothing really wrong with that play. So just kind of let that one go. Three fouls on Keegan.
To 21, Clay City. Ball going to be picked away. Keegan going to get it over to Bryson. Over to Isaac. Back to Gabe. Gabe going to set for a long three. Got it.
Yeah, and credit there, Isaac Wagler, as he knew Gabe was in his vicinity, he drew the defender to him and just a little pass back to Gabe and nothing but net.
And Clay City going to get free for a triple. Hunter Adams going to knock one in, 43-24. Bryson, they were looking for Keegan down in the post. Ainsco going to set for a three. He got it.
Good rotation on the ball there for Austin Ainsco.
46-24. Vikes by 22 now. Barry man-to-man on defense. Another three put up by Clay City. No good. Austin with a rebound. Austin's going to be fouled twice. And Barry going to get it on the baseline. It's fourth team foul on Clay City. Jensen Whitmer going to check in. Quentin Yoder going to check in. Keegan sits down. Gabe sits down. Both got three fouls. So here comes Barry with the basketball. Bryson. Going to skip it over to Isaac. Isaac out to Bryson. Little high-low. And Quentin Yoder going to be fouled. He's going to go to the line to shoot two.
Yeah,
almost
good
got it to go.
Yeah, good strength there by Quentin. And Bryson did a nice job coming down the lane, just threw it up. We're only... could get it, and Q waited on the defenders to jump up and then took the contact almost to get the three-point play to go in.
Got the first one, 47-24. Q will have another. Second one going to be no good. Rebounded by Clay City.
Let's see if Barry stays in this 1-3-1. No, it looks like they'll go back man-to-man.
Clay City with it in the corner. Patterson behind the back dribble. Long three up, no good. Quentin with a rebound. Gets it off to Bryson. Jensen. Open three in the corner. Got it. That's six for Jensen Whitmer. and it's 50-24.
Yeah, nice job there by Bryson Grabers. He drew the defender towards him and hit a wide-open Jensen Whitmer. Another assist for Bryson.
And a long two put up. That is good by...
Was that glass?
I think it went off the glass by Pipes. 50-26. Ainsco. Lob set down to Austin. Layup, got it. 52-26. Vikes have doubled up the Eels.
And it's been 23-7 so far. Barry's outscored Clay City this quarter.
Long two, no good, but picked up by Clay City. Air ball, and here comes Bryson. Out to Ainsco. Austin going to set for another three. That one no good. Isaac going to pick it up. Lay it up. No good. Ball on the floor. And here comes Clay City. But now Bryson going to pick one away. Down to Quentin. Quentin going to lay it up and in. 54-26.
Nice hands there by Bryson. He just ripped the defender and then came down. A nice pass to Q. Another assist for Bryson Graber.
Long three in and good by Pipes, 54-29. So we're coming up on 20 seconds left in the quarter. Bryson with the basketball. Barive going to look to get the last shot. Bryson. We're under five. Bryson, little floater. No good. Clay City going to grab it. Isaac Wagler going to pick it off. And his three at the buzzer, no good, and that's going to do it. At the end of three on the JJ's Concrete scoreboard, Vikings in control, 54-29. Back to the Cougar Den after this one-minute timeout.
Congratulations to the Montgomery Helena team, recently chosen out of 41 locations in the North Central Division to receive the Branch of the Year Award. The Helena team would like to say thanks to their hard-working, loyal employees for always putting customer service first. And most of all, a big thank you to all the loyal farmers in our communities over the past year for trusting Helena products on your farm. From all of us at Helena, thanks for such an honor, and we wish each and every one of our friends and family a very blessed and Merry Christmas.
Why is News 10 the Wabash Valley's most trusted news source every day? We have more reporters in more places, bringing you more of the day's important local news from where you live as it's happening, while also providing you with more in-depth coverage of the day's top story. And when news breaks, we'll provide you with the most dependable coverage live. Just a few reasons why News 10 is leading the way in the Wabash Valley every day. News 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
Back at North Davies, 54-29. Vikings in control going to the fourth quarter. On the floor for Bar Eve, it will be Clay City basketball. Jensen Whitmer, Hagen Knepp, Keyshawn Whitmer, Quentin Yoder, Isaac Wagler. And another three put up by Clay City.
Good box out there by Bar Eve as Keyshawn Whitmer tracks down the shot.
Quentin, layup, no good. Going to grab his own rebound, and he's going to be fouled. Go to the line to shoot two.
Yeah, good job, Quentin, staying with it. Good pass, entry feed from Hagen Knepp. 7 points on the night for Quentin Yoder. Looking for points 8 and 9.
Q's first free throw rolls off. No good. He'll have one more. Second one hits nothing. And that's a rarity, Coach Doyle.
I think he's probably more disgusted with himself than anybody, so on that, so... Good touch there, just didn't get his legs into it.
54-29, Clay City. Good cut right there.
Yeah, good set there. Pipes with another field goal. That's seven for him. And if you're Barre, if you want to have a good quarter here, feel good about yourself going into the championship game tomorrow night. As Clay City is going to go into a 2-3 zone.
Jensen Whitmer, Hagen Knepp, looking for Quentin.
And that's got to be a bounce pass there by Hagen. And I thought that should be Barre's ball. And you're going to get Keegan O'Neill and Gabe Gladish back in the game for Barre as Isaac Wagler and Quentin Yoder will come for a rest.
So 54-31. Clay City with it again. Patterson's got it. Another three put up. No good. Offensive rebound by Clay City. And here comes Ainsco back in. And I think as Clay City going to put up another three, it's no good. Rebounded by Keyshawn Whitmer. Ainsco back to the scorer's table as Gladish going to knock in a long three. And they're going to call an intentional foul on Clay City. And they just knocked the crap out of Keegan O'Neill.
Yeah, I didn't see it. And Keegan's going to go to the line for two. As Gladish hit the three-pointer, but it's not going to count. Keegan hits the free throw.
55-31.
That's 13 points for Keegan on the night.
And you know, Coach Doyle, a lot of people may say he got them both. You know, why do you sit starters when you're up 20 in a game that you're clearly going to win? The answer is right there.
Yeah, as Clay City gets a cheap shot in.
Keegan could have reacted. He could have been thrown out. And he doesn't play tomorrow night against Fort Wayne Blackhawk.
Right.
It's that simple. Ball tapped out of bounds on the inbounds.
As there's a little debris on the floor, the referee picks it up.
On the inbounds, Gladish. Out to Austin. Jensen Whitmer going to set for a long one. In and out, no good. And Clay City going to grab it.
Yeah, and that Jensen had an open look there. Just couldn't get the fall.
Going to be put up. No good by Adams. Here comes Isaac with the rebound.
One thing Barre has done well tonight is take care of the backboards, and that's been a theme all year. Here comes Gabe Gladish. Tries to create a little bit of room for himself.
Whitmer over to Isaac in the corner. Back to Keyshawn. Keyshawn going to go down. Layup. No good. The Vikings have missed four or five of those tonight.
Yeah, those are the shots they're going to have hit tomorrow if they want to compete with Blackhawk.
And in the lane, little floater is good by Zeke Newton. 56-33. Gladish has got it way out high. Going to skip it back. Ainsco, little rocker step, trying to get down the lane. Little floater, got it. 58-33. Good move by Austin.
Yeah, Austin. He has 10 points alone here in the second half, and I have him for 15 overall, game high 15.
And runner is no good by Patterson. Here comes Keyshawn Whitmer over to Isaac. Gabe going to set for a long one. No good. And here comes Clay City. on the run. Their triple up and good. That's Pipes again.
Yeah, nice looking shot there by Pipes.
How many threes has Clay City hit tonight?
One, two, three, five. I've gotten for 5 3-pointers.
58-36. Gabe Gladish, left-hand layup, good drive, good hard take.
That gets Gabe in double figures. That's 10 points for him.
Another.
Oh, my.
If you could only see the three that Ethan Rogers just hit, 60-39. It wasn't a shot. It was a throw. Ainsco going to take one on the other end. He got another one, 63-39.
And this is pleasantly to see Austin get it. And he's been doing this about the last 4 or 5 games, really upping his scoring. And that's something that, you know, Barry's going to need is in these big games, they're going to need Austin to provide that scoring output.
Devin Graber in. Ainsco going to check out. Gladish with it, coming up on 3 minutes left. Hagen Knepp. Gabe going to set for a long one. It's going to be long, and they're going to get a foul on Jensen Whitmer on the rebound.
And you're going to get Jacob Wagler in the game as Gabe Gladish will come out. Nice second half for Gabe. Finishes in double figures, 10 points. Right now, here in the fourth quarter, Barry being outscored 10-9. So let's see here in this last 3 minutes. We've got a brand new five in for Barry. See what they can do.
And Devin Graber going to pick one off. Jake Wagler going to pick it up. Here comes Keyshawn with it. Keyshawn Whitmer going to set for a three. Got it.
That was deep. Nice shot there by Keyshawn. Extends the lead to 27.
Ball on the floor. Looks like Barib going to pick it up. That was Devin Graber. Here comes Keyshawn. Hagen. Jacob Wagler.
Jake's trying to get a shot off. And that's a good thing for Barree because usually when he shoots it, he makes it.
Jacob going to bounce it over. Devin. Jensen Whitmer. His wild shot, no good. Clay City going to grab it.
Yeah, and Jensen's just got to go into the contact there and shoot 2 free throws.
Clay City, another three, no good. Rebounded by Keyshawn. Devin. There's Jake Wagler's three. Swish. '69-39. Vikes by 30.
And that is the 10th three-pointer of the night for Barreve.
And Jensen gonna tap it, and he's gonna tap it off of Ethan Rogers. Keyshawn checking out.
Good minutes tonight for Keyshawn. Looks like Devin Graber will take over the point guard responsibility for the last minute and a half of the game.
Jensen Whitmer.
It looks like Barry's just going to be content to just run some clock here. I'd like to see if Clay City extends, if we can get a backdoor layup. And, oh, Devin thought he had somebody but throws it away.
Yeah,
nice thought about it. He just needs to be a little bit more secure with the ball.
Yeah, he was looking for Tyson Knepp, who was just in the game. Tyson had gotten behind the defense.
Yeah, it was the right play by Devin, just didn't have all the execution.
So we're at a minute exactly left. All Vikings here tonight. And they're going to fire another three. No good. Rebounded by Jensen.
Well, and Barreve has held Clay City to 20 points here in the second half. So a pretty good defensive effort tonight for the Vikings. Why scoring 40 points themselves, or 30 points themselves in the second, no, 40 points, excuse me. So, been up 20 points this half, so nice, efficient second half victory.
We're down to 10 seconds left. Jacob Wagler's got it out high, and he's just going to dribble it out, and that's going to do it. Vikings move to 9-1 on the season, and they move into the championship game. It'll be a rematch from last year tomorrow night as Barreve and Fort Wayne Blackhawk will play in the championship of the Old National / Graber Post Holiday Classic. Vikings win it tonight over Clay City, 69-39. We're going to take a timeout, and when we come back, we will have all of the post-game show. We'll have final statistics, Bill Dobson, Ford Tough Player of the Game, and a visit from the coach, Josh Thompson. All that and more. Vikings in control tonight, 69-39. Back to the Cougar Den after this one-minute post-game timeout.
The Landmark Surveying Company in Washington is proud to offer professional service in the field with land surveyors and consultants performing boundary surveys, land title surveys, surveyor location reports, subdivision design, site planning, general land consulting, and more. Give Dennis or Darren a call to set up an appointment for your surveying estimate at 257-0950. The Landmark Surveying Company, 15 Northeast 3rd Street in Washington. Call 257-0950.
Montgomery Medical Associates offering hometown medical care for the entire family. Flu season is upon us. Get your flu shots now at Montgomery Medical. No appointment needed. Office hours are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. For an appointment, call 812-486-2842. Dr. Merle Hallsapple and staff want the Vikings to have a healthy and injury-free game. Doc says there's no cure for the Viking fever. For an appointment, call 812-486-2842. Go Vikings!
The Vikings are working hard to achieve their dreams and goals. You dream of someday enjoying a relaxing retirement? Saving now affects the lifestyle you'll be able to have in the future. This is Alex Knepp, your local financial advisor with German American. I specialize in developing plans to help you meet your dreams and goals. Invest with the name you know and trust. Call today at 254-5909 or stop by and see me in Washington or Ligoti. And good luck to all Viking teams.
It's time to ring out the old and ring in the new at Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington. If you've been thinking about buying a new car, now is the time to get into the new with America's favorite brand. New 2019 Fords are arriving daily, and that means the 2018s have got to go. Come take a test drive and see what today's new Fords have to offer at Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington or online at BillDobson.com. You'll see why our customers say a Dobson deal is a better deal.
Back at the Cougar Den, Vikings 69-39 over Clay City tonight. Barre will move on to the championship game of the Old National Bank Holiday Basketball Classic tomorrow night. They'll take on Fort Wayne Christian Blackhawk. Final scoring tonight, Barre principal Jeff Doyle.
Okay, tonight the Vikings were led in scoring by their 6'6 senior, Austin Ainsco. Austin with 18 points. He had 2 3-pointers. He had 5 2-pointers, and then he was 2 of 3 of the line for his game-high 18 points. Keegan O'Neill was next in scoring with 14 points, an efficient night for Keegan. Keegan had 2 3-pointers, and he had 3 2-pointers, 2 to the line, 14 points for Keegan O'Neill. Gabe Gladish with 10 points. Gabe had 2 3-pointers, 2 2-pointers for his 10 points. Isaac Wagler with another steady game with 8 points. Isaac with 4 2-pointers, 8 points for him. Jensen Whitmer off the bench hit 2 3-pointers for 6 points. Keyshawn Whitmer also was a lot of minutes tonight. Keyshawn hit a 3-pointer there in the second half for his 3 points. Jacob Wagler the 6'1 junior with a three-pointer tonight. And then also Quentin Yoder. Quentin with 7 points off the bench. Quentin with 3 two-pointers, and he was 1 of 4 at the line for his 7 points. And then not scoring, Bryson Graber. But Bryson, wow, what a game passing tonight. We had Bryson for 10 assists, and by my count, 2 turnovers, so 5-1 assist-turnover ratio. That's what you want to have a point guard, so a really good night for Bryson Graber. For Clay City, they were led in scoring by Pipes. Pipes with 10 points on 2 three-pointers, 2 two-pointers. Rogers 5, Adams 3, Patterson 4, Crosby 7, LeFerry with 4 points, Buell with 4 points, Newton with 2. Quarter scoring, Barrie up 21-12 after the first quarter. Halftime score 29-19. And then Barrie throws the knockout punch in the third quarter, 25-10 to go up 54-29. They win it going away 69-39.
Real quick. Bill Dobson, Ford Tough Player of the Game. Tell us who you like.
We're going to go with Austin Ainsco tonight. Austin, game high, 18 points. I just thought, you know, again, I think the common theme that you've been seeing out of Austin Ainsco these last 3 or 4 games is he's all over the floor, diving for loose balls. He just seems like he's a lot more active, seems like he has a little bit more bounce in his step, was able to hit 2 three-pointers. But also he's getting on the defensive boards, offensive boards, just doing a little bit of everything. So, Austin Ainsco, your Ford Tough Player of the Game.
All right. Joined now on the post-game show by the head coach of the Vikings, Josh Thompson. Vikings win it tonight, 69-39. And, Coach, I thought you guys did pretty much exactly what you needed to do.
Well, it wasn't a very clean game, and we left a lot of points on the board. Points on the floor that just showed up on the scoreboard. We just had trouble finishing inside there in the first half, but that wasn't the thing that got me in the first half. I thought we were silly a little bit defensively in our traps and some of the things that we were doing as far as our rotations and switches on the defensive end when we were in man. I thought our energy level was a little bit better in the second half, and we also finished around the basket better, so a little cleaner second half.
You know, one thing that I think is a positive sign, not only did the Vikings, not only did we hit 10 threes tonight, but 7 different people knocked in a long ball tonight.
Well, and our transition stuff, and we weren't clean in some of our transition stuff, but one of the things that we look for is getting that trail three, and Austin and Keegan are capable of making that shot. And a couple times when they were taking away things that we wanted to get with our five man, our trail man was wide open, and it was good to see those guys knock those down.
Obviously, Fort Wayne Blackhawk tomorrow night. You know, I think you kind of mentioned earlier, especially the focus level before South Knox yesterday not being good because, you know, so many people have, you know, said, hey, this is, you know, a chance to play the best 1A team in the state. And everybody's talking about Barrie Blackhawk. And maybe it caused everybody to look past South Knox. We, you know, not a great start, a really good third quarter, and not a good close. You hang on for a win, but you know, after 2 days of the tournament, you know, we're right where everybody wanted us to be.
Yeah, and you mentioned, you know, last night we didn't close very well. I thought our guys did a better job of closing tonight, staying aggressive. But yeah, going back to the matchup there with Blackhawk, they're a very good basketball team. They've got some really good athletes, some guys that can really shoot it. And obviously, you know, their inside presence is, you know, a force to be reckoned with. First is a really nice player, but I think we're going to have to come out. We're going to have to control tempo tomorrow night. And I think one of the big keys, well, probably the 2 biggest keys are going to be transition defense and keeping them off the offensive glass. And I think if we can be good in those 2 areas, and we'll give ourselves a chance. But the thing I like about playing them right now is it's just an opportunity for us to get better. So that's the way we're going to embrace this challenge for tomorrow night.
Pre-game prep tomorrow, what are the Vikings going to do and how are you going to approach your day?
Well, like I talked about, those are the 2 keys, I think, to being able to have a chance to beat those teams. So we'll really emphasize that. We'll do our normal 1-hour video and walk through and shoot around and get some shots up. But, again, you know, it's really about saving some legs.
All right. Well, Coach, congratulations. Vikes 9-1, and we will catch you tomorrow night.
Hey, thanks a lot, Mike.
All right. This is Barrie Basketball Coach Josh Thompson Vikings win it tonight, 69-39, and Bar Eve moves into the championship game of the North Davies Holiday Classic again, and it's a rematch from last year. Bar Eve and Fort Wayne Blackhawk. Blackhawk, if you remember, knocked off the Vikings 68-48 last season, so Bar Eve with another chance tomorrow night to take on what most everybody agrees is the best and most talented team in single A in the state of Indiana. Well, that's going to do it here tonight. Vikings take care of business. They dust off Clay City 69-39. Join us again tomorrow night, Bar Eve and Fort Wayne Blackhawk. Tip scheduled for 7:30. We'll hit the air at about 7:10, 7:15, and we'll give you and bring you all of the action tomorrow night. For my friend, my partner, and my boss, Bar Eve Principal Jeff Doyle, I'm Mike DeCourcy. Vikings win it tonight, 69-39. Good night, and go Vikings.
Bar Eve. Vikings. This concludes coverage of Bar Eve Sports on Four Star Country, The General, 95.9 FM, The New 101.3 FM, 1580 AM WAMW Washington, and worldwide from WAMWAMFM.com. Coverage of this sports broadcast sponsored by the A&R Home Center, Bill Dobson Ford, the Blake and Wagler Funeral Home, Chuckles, German American Investments, Helena Agra Enterprises, JJ's Concrete and Construction, Montgomery Medical, the Montgomery Ruritan Club, the Odin Pharmacy and Prescription Shop, RTC Communications, the Stop and See, Thompson Insurance, the Washington Chrysler Center, Washington Edward Jones Advisors, Landmark Surveying, Swartzentruber Brown Law Office in Washington and Odin, and WTHI-TV.
Be sure to visit the sports broadcast page from WAMWAMFM.com to download a digital copy of this game. The General now returns to playing your favorite country music.